The Supreme Court handed the entertainment industry a victory with yesterday's ruling in the case against the file-sharing service Grokster. That probably won't help the movie business cope with what now is the longest box office slump in recent history. For 18 weeks in a row, grosses have been lower than a year ago. NPR's Kim Masters reports that the studios are not panicking yet.
In his West Los Angeles home, Mitchell Wong has a modest but fairly high-tech entertainment center.
What do I have here? I have a television, I have a TiVo, I also have a computer hooked up to this, which has a video capture card so I can record my kids' TV shows.
Wong loves movies, but he's a busy doctor with two small children, which means an outing to the theater is a rare treat.
It's pretty expensive hiring a babysitter. Trying to get out just doesn't work, so TiVo makes it possible. And Netflix makes it possible for us to watch the movies we want to watch when we want to watch it.
And that kind of flexibility could be one reason for the ongoing box office slump. But Jim Giannopoulos, co-chairman of the Fox Film Studio, doesn't think the advent of the sophisticated home entertainment system is keeping people out of theaters.
I don't see it as a permanent and continual threat that good product and good movies can't fix.
In other words, part of the problem may be that the movies simply haven't been very good. On top of that, there have been fewer of them. John Fithian, president of the National Association of Theater Owners, says it happens that there have been about half a dozen fewer big films in the marketplace this year.
A wide-release picture typically averages around $50 million, which means that's $300 million worth of business right there for those six pictures, and that's roughly what we're down versus the previous year. So that one fact alone, I think, explains the difference.
And among the movies that came out in 2004 was one that turned out to be a behemoth.
Last year, we had a little picture called The Passion of the Christ that did $370 million worth of business as a big surprise that none of us really anticipated.
If you subtract that anomaly, a down year turns out to be simply a flat year. But it's still a nervous time in Hollywood. A recent Associated Press AOL poll found that 73% of adults prefer watching movies at home. That puts studios in an odd position. They believe that a film needs a high-profile launch in theaters to capture the public's attention. But at this point, they make their real money on DVD sales. So gradually, the time between a theatrical debut and the release on DVD has been shrinking. What used to take 6 months now takes 4 months or less. Jim Giannopoulos of Fox insists that doesn't drive fans away from the theaters.
If you're a fan of Fantastic Four and it's opening this weekend, the fact that that movie is going to be available 4, 5, 6 months later is not going to affect you.
Theater owners are not so sure about that. And a recent comment by Warner Brothers chairman Barry Meyer only fueled their anxiety. He said there might come a day when a major film would premiere on DVD at Walmart. Meyer presented the idea as a defense against piracy, and executives at other studios seemed to think it was a workable plan. All the studios say they have no intention of undermining the traditional theatrical release. But John Fithian of the Theater Owners Association isn't so sure.
They all claim now, of course, that they were really talking about piracy and not about their current intentions on film release. But nonetheless, our members took note of what they said.
Further complicating the uneasy relationship between studios and theater owners are Todd Wagner and his partner Mark Cuban. They run a company called 2929, and they're attempting a radical experiment, releasing films on DVD, paid television, and in theaters, all at the same time. Todd Wagner.
There is, I believe, pent-up demand from people in their 30s, 40s, 50s who may have wife, kids, husband, not going to the movie theater that frequently, but they sure would like to be able to talk about the movie that everybody's talking about the next week at work.
So far, no member of the Theater Owners Association has agreed to show a film that would be available simultaneously on DVD or pay television. Wagner's company anticipated that and bought the 100-screen Landmark Theater chain. The plan is to release 6 or 7 movies a year in those theaters at the same time that they're available on DVD and the company's cable channel, HDNet. The first move in that direction was the documentary Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, offered on cable and in theaters.
No matter how little cash actually came in the door, to the outside world, Enron's profits could be whatever Enron said they were.
The simultaneous release is not intended to siphon audiences away from theaters, says Todd Wagner. The idea is to appeal to a customer who isn't going to go to the theater and might not even buy a DVD if the wait is too long.
What we're trying to do is capture what I would argue is a lost sale. in many cases by the time the DVD comes out in 6 months.
Wagner's company will try to lure other theater owners into the plan by doing something the studios have never been willing to do, offer them a share in DVD sales.
We are going to write checks back to the theaters that helped run and play this movie, because again, we feel strongly about this.
That intrigues theater owners, but 2929 would have to write some big checks to get them on board. Wagner concedes that his company may not have all the answers, but at a time when internet file sharing is increasing, he believes some change is inevitable.
This is a digital world. The rules have changed a little bit. You know, piracy is real. The fact that people want what they want, and they want it now, I mean, I think the music industry has seen that. And so that's what we're trying to do, is say, let's put the content out there for people.
Jim Giannopoulos at Fox says he doesn't think the 2929 plan can work. But when it comes to changing the way business is done, his mind isn't exactly closed.
I could see a situation where you could say, it's available in the theater for X, and for a multiple of X, you can see it at home.
How much would it cost to see the opening of Star Wars at home? That's for the market to settle, Giannopoulos says. But he stresses that no matter what, he believes people will continue to go out to the movies. On this, John Fithian of the Theater Owners Association agrees.
When you stay at home, you're worried about the telephone ringing, you see that the carpet is dirty, you know you have to prepare your own snacks, and chances are you have to take care of your kids, or in some cases, take care of your parents. When you go to the theater, none of those things exist.
And if the carpets in the theater aren't always immaculate, well, at least it's usually pretty dark in there. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.